The floppy-eared creature in the vest was directly in front of her at the end of the aisle. Confined in cages to all sides were dozens of other animals that were strange and sometimes scary combinations of many of the pets that were performing in the show. Some of them had too many limbs or more than one head, and others looked like they couldn't decide whether to be insects or lizards, birds or fish. Just about all of them were barking or coughing or howling, but the fact that some of the cage doors were open eased her wariness somewhat. Even so, Alana slowed down, not wanting to scare away the creature she had followed from the lobby. Then a big man suddenly stepped into her view, and she stopped completely. He was smiling, but not in a way that seemed friendly or comforting. When the creature leapt into the man's arms without being afraid, she told herself that she might be wrong about the man, but she didn't think so, especially when a second man appeared from behind one of the larger cages and started walking toward her. Alana backed away.
"Don't you want to see our prize pet up close?" the man said. "He's a Chandrillon squall, and he likes children a lot. He might even let you pet him."
Alana didn't like any of what she was hearing or how the words were being said. She continued to back away.
"I don't think you'll be able to find your way back without my help."
"I don't need your help,"
she said, even though she wasn't supposed to talk to strangers. The man sort of laughed.
"Maybe you don't, but we need yours."
His left hand disappeared behind his back and reappeared holding a military-style blaster. Emptying her mind of thought and emotion, Alana made herself a vessel for the Force and felt the Force flow in to fill her up. Then she made her intentions as clear as the purest water. The Chandrillon squall bared fangs and sank them into the nose of the man in whose arms it was sitting. And from some of the cages leapt the creatures that frightened her most, attacking the other man before he could take a step in any direction. Alana spun around and began to run as fast as she could. But she hadn't even reached the other side of the kennel room when a humanoid carrying a blaster raced in to block her way. Raising it without saying a word, he fired straight at her. Concentric rings of blue energy dazzled her eyes. Then everything went black. Leia was weaving her way through the rows of cages when she felt Alana cry out and lose consciousness. Homing in on her granddaughter, she hurried forward with Jedi speed, racing into a center aisle in time to see three beings running toward a doorway on the far side of the room, Alana's legs dangling over the forearm of one of the men. Leia caught a glimpse of Alana's silken red hair. Leia fairly flew across the room, arriving at the duranium door as it shut in her face. She motioned for it to open, but it didn't budge. She tried again, then resorted to pounding her fists against it. She stepped back, wiping her hair from her face and wishing she had the strength to flatten it or the Force talent to unravel the lock security code.
Disguise or no, she wished she hadn't left her lightsaber aboard the Falcon.
"Never again," she promised herself. Stepping away from the door, she listened to the Force. Then she turned and raced back the way she had come. The hover booth was still a few meters from grinding down onto the floor when Han saw the same two guards maneuvering toward him through a crowd of panicked spectators, determined to place themselves as far from the descending booth as possible. Still others, hands and claws pressed to their heads in alarm, were hurrying toward the booth's probable landing spot, calling desperately to frantic pets that were circling directly beneath the out-of-control booth, barking and snapping at it in confusion. Han didn't wait for touchdown. As soon as the guards broke free of the throng, he launched himself over the edge, as much to incapacitate them as to cushion his fall. Han's velocity and weight brought the guards straight to the floor, where the three of them tussled for a moment before Han succeeded in wrenching a blaster from one of them and jumped to his feet.
"He has a blaster!"
a Twi'lek female shouted. Han swung to her, aiming a finger at the guard.
"No, he had the blaster!"
"They have blasters!"
someone else yelled. A panicked pet sank its little teeth into Han's ankle, and he yelled. Hopping on one foot, he sent the Kowakian monkey lizard flying with the other.
"Beast!"
someone shouted. Han turned his head and caught a glancing left hook on the jaw. A starfield burst into being before his eyes, but he managed to hold on to the blaster. Twisting away from a follow-up punch, he leveled the weapon at the guard on the floor.
"We got you, kid, Solo,"
the guard said. Han's finger froze on the trigger. The guard gestured with his thumb.
"Take a gander.